Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Hu Yoshienu, Hu Yashmienu, Lerachama Sheni. Israel, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hu Elokeinu, Hu Avinu, Hu Malkeinu, Vehu Yoshienu, Vehu Yashmienu, Berachamav Sheni. לעיני כל חי והוא ישמיענו ברחמיו שני לעיני כל חי.
שלום חברים, היום עשיריות תורניות אמריקה הלטינית.
Hello friends, today the tens of duty are Latin Americans, tens number 789 Argentina, 10 number 7, please.
Amigos.
Friends.
What great joy, what excitement to feel that we are approaching this grand congress in Israel. There's a huge lack for it that we feel, and it always helps me, allows me to come a bit closer to the Creator every time. I feel that in my bag I carry all of my 10, this huge world kli, together with all of them will be a huge world kli with tremendous need, tremendous power, the need to be connected, all of the vessels with the vessel in Israel. And only there will we be able to feel that love that everyone is seeking, the slack that we have. Friends, I feel we are very excited, and I feel also that I am very, very excited to be coming to Israel, to be with you, and to give contentment to the Creator by that.
Friends, in truth, in my case, it's very similar. I'm so grateful because the Creator has invited me to this special event to take part on His table in this huge connection. And I, on my part, did nothing. He did everything. He gave me the possibility to be present in this huge heart in Israel. And on the other hand, He does not allow me to sleep. He wakes me up so that I'm permanently before Him. And this gives me a certain fear because I have to constantly see, check if I'm truly thinking about Him each and every moment, if I'm worthy of serving Him and giving Him contentment in all of my actions. And for this, I'm going to come to Israel to see you, the friends who are doing such huge work with tremendous dvekut that is causing me great envy. And I'm grateful for this privilege that the Creator has allowed me to be with you in that. Thank you, friends. And we're inviting the reader.
From Baal Sulam, Shamadi 12, the essence of man's work. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment upon one's Maker, since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a mitzvah, a commandment. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing. We read again. The essence of man's work should be how to come to feel taste in bestowing contentment to one's Maker, since all that one does for oneself removes him from the Creator due to the disparity of form. Conversely, if one acts in order to benefit the Creator, even if it is the smallest act, it is still considered a commandment, a mitzvah. Therefore, one's primary exertion should be to acquire the strength to feel taste in bestowing, which is through lessening the force that feels taste in self-reception. Then, one slowly acquires the taste in bestowing.
Santiago, bevakasha.
Santiago, por favor.
Amigos, estamos aquí felices de poder compartir
Friends,
con ustedes.
We are so happy here that we can share with you this huge moment. As we are coming closer to the Congress, and from here, from Chile, with the friends, we are in this very strong preparation. There is a tremendous lack and a tremendous desire and power that appears just before the Congress, because from above, the Creator is pushing us to do this work, to come and make this effort, so that we will constantly be in the right preparation. We're very happy that we would be able to be with you in this lesson, in all of the lessons, in all of the days. Each day, it is felt more clearly how we are acquiring a new degree and how we are attaining new degrees that we are going to attain in the Congress.
Every Congress in Israel is a new meeting with all the greatest of this generation. Although we come from a very distant land, we know that it's a moment where all the accumulation of all of our strengths, what we accumulated, it all aggregates into one. And as in all congresses, there will be very special work done for the purpose of humanity's development. It's a very special time in history where every group and every person makes his best effort so that this year everything will be supportive of the Creator's revelation, and will connect, many will connect in mirror congresses, and everyone who actually gets there will together, all of us, attain it. L'chaim.
And a question for a workshop. How do I help my 10 and the whole world Kli enter the lesson in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator? Again, how do I help my 10 and the whole world Kli enter the lesson in order to bestow contentment upon the Creator?
How do I help the 10? I ask the light to give us qualities like his, those of love and bestowal, to bring us closer to each other and for it to have a place between us.
We make efforts in connection. What else do we have to do besides that? We ask that the friends will be connected above all states, and also physically, that the classroom will be full.
We'll probably talk and read many things, but mostly I can help the friends through prayer. I want to pray this whole time for you to be connected.
That's right. And we should also remember and also be grateful that we have the privilege to exert in a prayer. That too should not be taken for granted. It's such a special, there's such a special force here that allows us to ask of the light to change us, to turn us. We should be grateful for that and exerting that.
The help is, first of all, that I will understand that I'm the deciding factor. I'm not assisting the process. I actually determine whether or not the friends will succeed in connecting or praying, if the Creator accepts the friend's requests or not. And so I cannot be an observer to any extent here. I have to be the one facilitating this connection. So I have to feel that I'm on duty. I have to feel that I have to make this connection happen and to make the Creator accept the friend's prayers as one man.
Yes, I have to guard myself, first of all, to make sure I'm an active part, and that I awaken you, that every word that I say is aimed towards awakening the friends. Make sure that this thing that's going to happen at the end of the lesson, the result would be X plus 1, that we've taken one more step forward towards the revelation of the Creator.
To care about oneself less, to think more about the friends, to pray for them.
To think
that they would be focused all day, and first of all, the entire lesson, on the connection, and on listening to Rav, and absorbing what he says, and that they would be able to later on execute it, implement it throughout the day. And it's the same for the whole world Kli, so that we would be able to, each 10 and the whole world Kli, be a pipeline that passes the correction to the world.
In the past few days, we've been learning that we need to constantly be aiming, we should constantly be aiming to make the Creator feel pleasant, right? And let's give all of our efforts to do that now.
Yes, and to bestow contentment also means that we are now in one motion. What I wanted to say, and Oren took it and said, I feel that everything that I have in my head, in my mind, is also not mine. It comes from the friends. We need to simply be aware that we're being led.
La 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 la